Are testimonials a part of your marketing strategy? Do you feel awkward asking for them? If this sounds familiar, this is the episode for you. Dreams of growing a trade business using tools like social media, website, and email? Do you want to learn how others have done it? Then make sure you subscribe to The Digital Apprenticeship. I'm your host, Stephanie Trinder, digital marketer with almost 10 years' experience. When I was 8 years old, my dad lost his building business and declared bankruptcy. He didn't have access to the business resources we do today, and digital marketing was a foreign concept. This inspired me to use my skills to teach tradies like you how to achieve business success using short, really actionable digital marketing tips and tricks. Welcome to The Digital Apprenticeship. This episode is brought to you by my free Shortcut to Digital Marketing ebook with 20 really practical digital marketing tips you can implement for your trade business. Grab them at thedigitalapprenticeship.com.au/ebook. Welcome to episode 6 of the Digital Apprenticeship Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about testimonials, why they're important for your trade business, how to get awesome testimonials, where to use them, and how to deal with the ugly ones. But first, for those listening who don't know what a testimonial is, it's a public statement to a person or a business about their abilities. They're important because they show potential clients that you've worked with other people just like them, that you've solved their problems before, and you did it so well that they think you're awesome enough to share it with the world. According to Bright Local, consumers read an average of 10 online reviews before feeling able to trust a local business. From a personal point of view, when I'm buying something, I tend to skip the product description because I know it's written by the seller and going to be positive. When looking for hotels or restaurants, even my trades, I look at the testimonials first. And 70% of people agree with me, trusting testimonials to be more honest than the company. They're a powerful way to build trust and your reputation. Ultimately, the job of testimonials is to reduce the customer's fear of buying your service. It's also valuable feedback that can improve your service and content that can be repurposed across your social media profiles and your website. Testimonials also help to boost your SEO because more words are on your page about you and your services. Hopefully, you're convinced that testimonials need to be a part of your marketing strategy. So, how do you get them? Well, first, it starts with being confident. Put your self-doubt to the side and ask for testimonials while the job is still fresh in your client's mind and they're feeling really good about your service. Obviously, judge which clients are more likely to write them for you than not. If they've been uninterested or unemotional, they're probably not going to help you. Make it as easy as possible for your clients to leave you a testimonial. You might want to give them an example, have a pre-formatted template or a fill-in-the-blank template. You might even have a survey. You want to give them some kind of direction because, like you might feel awkward about asking for a testimonial, the client doesn't really know what to write, and they might feel put on the spot about it. I'm going to share with you my 4-step process for receiving awesome testimonials, and I'll talk you through that now. Step 1, you send your client an email thanking them for the opportunity to work with them and add some personal touches. For example, maybe there was an inside joke shared between you guys, or you talk about their pet. I'm not sure, something personal you want to add here. You also want to tell them that you would love to get their honest feedback because you're always striving to improve your services. Then you include 2 to 3 questions for them to answer because we want to make it as easy as possible to get that testimonial from them. Question A, what nearly made you not work with me? This is a great question because it gives you an insight into any issues you might not have considered and gives you the chance to answer them before it presents itself again in the future. Maybe they thought your services were expensive and they weren't sure if they were worth the investment, or you didn't have enough images on your website demonstrating your expertise. This is really valuable information to extract from your clients because it helps you solve these problems when they arise again in the future. Or in the case of the images, for example, you can make those changes so you don't experience them again. It's also really valuable to have a client say this in their testimonial because, as we already know, a testimonial is more believable to your prospective customer than anything you write as a company. Using the expensive services as the example, if a customer was to answer this question by saying, "Look, your services did seem expensive at first, but I'm actually really happy with the outcome and I've come to realize that the investment was more than worth it." This is the ingredient for testimonial gold. This is the type of answer that will turn your leads into sales and is another reason why we ask this question. Question B, what was the result of working with me? When a client answers this question, they're clear about why the purchase was worth it and it makes them feel good about working with you. Question C, what did you like most about working with me? The point of this question is to dive deep and get specific about the detail in their response. Hopefully, the response to this question has some really juicy keywords that will look great on your website or wherever the testimonial is being used. Question D, would you recommend working with me? A really easy question to end with. If the answer is no, or if any question is answered in a negative way, this is your opportunity to address and resolve any issues before they're made public. Step 2, when the client responds with their answers, thank them. Add a personal touch again, perhaps commenting on their response, and invite them to review you. Let them know that it would help your business and you would greatly appreciate it. Sweeten the deal by letting them know they can simply copy and paste the answers to the previous email. This is why I love this strategy, because this customer has already done most of the heavy lifting and they don't even realize it yet. Give them lots of options for writing their testimonial. Not everyone has the ability or the know-how to post a testimonial on Google or Facebook, so give them some options where they can write the testimonial. Some examples could be your Google My Business listing, Facebook, LinkedIn, Hipages, or another third-party site. Step 3. If they haven't left you a review, follow up in 1 week's time and politely ask again. Don't take inaction personally. You know as well as I know that we're all busy and it's so easy to forget the things that don't directly affect us. Lack of action doesn't mean lack of interest. The client might just need a gentle reminder. If they have left you a review, don't forget to respond to them. This is important for your relationship with that client, and it's also important in the eyes of Google, particularly if the testimonial is on Google My Business. Step 4. If you still don't have a review after 3 weeks, check in and ask the client how they're getting on with everything. At this point, you can ask to use their responses in that initial email as a testimonial and be sure to have an edited version ready to go and send along at the same time for approval. If you haven't already realized, this 4-step system is a foolproof way to get some kind of testimonial from your client, even if they haven't taken the step to make it public themselves. Whatever you do, don't hassle your clients for testimonials. Definitely ask, but if you've already tried following up and you're not getting anything from them, or if it seems really hard, don't push it. On the other hand, if you're working with a client who has just been so awesome to deal with and so willing, you might want to ask for a photograph to come with that testimonial. People are usually more willing to provide a photograph of one that they like and usually happier for you to use that one than if you were to just grab a random photo of them, which I definitely would not recommend. People want to see themselves in other people that have used the service and were happy with it. So that is why a photo can work really well. If it's appropriate, for example, if you're in a business-to-business situation, perhaps you've teamed up with a builder or another trade, you could even sweeten the deal by providing a backlink to their website or their LinkedIn profile. That way, future clients can click through and contact them directly. The reason you would do this is that it works for them, plus the more information that you can provide in that testimonial. So, you know, if you can provide a photo, a video, and a backlink, the more real it is to your potential customers. However you choose to structure your testimonial strategy, make it standard and ask every client. Obviously, avoiding the ones that you know are no bueno. This way, it will become natural over time. It's also really important to have up-to-date testimonials because 48% of consumers only pay attention to reviews written within the past 2 weeks. I will also mention that testimonials have about a 15% effect on your Google My Business page ranking. More than that, they have a massive influence on click-through rate. For example, if someone was looking for a tiler and one company showed up with 50 reviews versus someone with no reviews, who do you think they're more likely to click on? Probably the person with 50 reviews. And finally, a supplement to what we've already spoken about, I would suggest including a review call to action on your email signature. YStamps is a really cool platform that enables you to make email signatures in minutes, and it has both a free and very reasonable paid option. I think it's like $130 a year. It's easy to use, there's no coding necessary, it supports all the major email platforms, and in addition to a review request or a feedback request call to action, you can also add your logo, your social media buttons, and a link to your website. This is in no way a sponsored post, it's just a, you know, platform that I use myself, and I think you would find it really valuable. So now we've spoken about why testimonials are important and how to get them, where do you put them once you have them? So I recommend turning your testimonials into graphics, and an easy way to do that is using Canva. I've spoken about Canva before, and I'll link to it again in the show notes. Use them as another form of content, but don't be overly promotional. Remember the 80-20 rule? If you've downloaded my ebook, you should be familiar with that. If you'd like that ebook for free, you can grab it at thedigitalapprenticeship.com.au/ebook. It has the 80-20 rule, as well as 19 other digital marketing tips and tricks for your trade business. Use testimonials across your website, specifically on the pages where people are weighing up the decision to work with you. For example, on your service page. Be intentional with your testimonials and choose the best one for each page. Balance between genders and industries and take what you need from the testimonial, keeping in mind that people are more likely to read short ones, whilst longer ones are better used for selling more expensive services. When talking about repurposing testimonials for your website, use the best line for the header. There's also no harm in editing spelling mistakes or grammar. Just don't go overboard. Don't make them perfect because you want the customer's words and their intention to come across. You might want to create a testimonials page. And when quoting people, have a link to your testimonials page, inviting them to see what other people have thought about your services. Another place you can put them is at the bottom of your email as a graphic, which is especially important when talking to prospective clients. What about negative reviews? When I see a negative review, I judge the response by the company. In fact, 45% of consumers say they're more likely to visit a business that responds to the negative review. The trick here is to answer quickly, thoughtfully, and honestly. Be kind and appropriate, and whatever you do, don't make it personal. Then take the communication offline as soon as possible. Use it as constructive feedback and a chance to learn something and improve your services. Take the appropriate action to correct the issue, then follow up with the client and ask them to remove the negative review once the issue has been resolved. The four-step process I mentioned earlier helps you to avoid this issue because you're addressing people's concerns before they're made public. This is where it helps to have a testimonial strategy in place because if you're encouraging everyone to leave reviews, the good reviews will work alongside those negative ones to build your brand's reputation. In order to keep track of your testimonials and respond to them in a timely fashion, I would suggest monitoring your online presence. Rather than doing that manually and surfing the web every day, you can register with Google Alerts to track mentions of your business name. This is a really useful tool because once you've set it up, Google will send you emails each time your business name is mentioned on the World Wide Web. I'll link to this in the show notes so you can easily access where to set that up. After listening to today's episode, I hope testimonials become a standard, natural part of your marketing strategy. Remember to be confident and ask, especially at the point when your client is feeling awesome about your service. Make it as easy as possible for them so it's an absolute no-brainer. And if you think the four-step process is gold, or if you try it and love it, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at The Digital Apprenticeship. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast on your platform of choice so you never miss an episode. And in the spirit of today's show, please leave me a review while you're there. I would be so grateful. You can grab today's show notes from thedigitalapprenticeship.com.au/6. Thanks again for tuning in. Chat to you next week.